Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, big day. Big day because for the Sixers, the start of the playoffs, and unfortunately for the Flyers, no playoffs. Flyers lose last night. Other games go a certain way. One other game goes a certain way. And the Flyers season is donezo. Now, the Sixers, they're about to crank it up. Or they're about to go out with a whimper in a couple days. We'll see. We'll see what the Sixers got. Phillies win last night. Great job by Ranger. Howie and Nick yesterday obviously talking extensively as the Eagles approach the NFL draft. Look, we'll get to it all today. And all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Pop-Tarts used to be called fruit scones. When they first hit the market back 1963, they were called fruit scones.
Not as fun.
That's a terrible name.
Horrible.
It's not evocative of anything in any way. But recently in America, around that time, the pop art movement was very popular.
Ooh, look at that.
Pop art in the 50s and 60s led to pop tarts in 1964,
yeah,
when
I'd
they
sue.
Were renamed.
If I was the owner of Pop Art, and there was no owner, I'd sue. Because, you know, I'm a sewer.
Well, good luck with that.
Seltzer, can I sue the Flyers for trading away players at the trade deadline?
Probably not.
No? What if I want to, though?
I mean, if anyone could, it's you.
What if I want to? I mean, they traded away players and then freaking missed the playoffs. You kidding me? That's it? We just accept it because, future.
Future.
Okay, that's
they
it.
They were fair with the way
future.
They set the expectations.
Jonesy told you.
Future, he did.
They warned us every single step
and
of the way.
And they just barely missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
My God. All right.
So that bodes well.
So that's one topic on the table. Ranger, another topic, obviously, is he did masterful work last night. Great job by him. I mean, you know, it was interesting yesterday during our show. Boy, I don't even remember who brought it up, but at a certain point there was a comment by someone. Are you more discouraged by the Phillies' bats or encouraged by the Phillies' pitching? And it was like, whoa, think about that one here. Obviously, the bats have gotten more talk here on WIP and around town in the first 2.5 weeks because they had been so limp. But, man, the starting pitching has been spectacular. And it is obviously highlighted by the main three dudes. Zach Wheeler, who unfortunately they still haven't won one of his starts, but he's pitched well. Aaron Nola, who after his first disastrous starts has pitched exceptionally well. And then Ranger Suarez, who's, I guess, probably been the best of the three. Look, great job by Ranger last night. We'll take your calls on the Phils. I mean, John.
They told us it was going to be different this year because Ranger has had a chance to be in spring training, and it was always a real hassle for him to get to our country.
That's right.
I didn't realize it was going to be this profound. They told us, wait till you see Ranger. Man, he's throwing it great. He's had a chance to work on everything. Ranger is 3-0 now. I know that the record doesn't really count for much with a starting pitcher in some circles, but a 1.73 ERA in his four starts this year. I know it's a really small sample size, but the numbers just confirm what we're seeing, and it's greatness.
Well, it is great, and I'll tell you this.
He is pitching the greatest that we've seen him pitch.
He is. That's right. He's hopefully entering early prime of Ranger. You know, one thing that went through my head yesterday, one thing that certainly went through my head has gone through a couple of years. He's my favorite Phil now. Like, Rhys Hoskins was my favorite Phil of modern-day Phils. Ranger with Reese gone I can tell you definitively,
so
he is my favorite.
The guy
current
who
Philly.
Is dead set against any semblance of a bat flip. You don't.
He's
object
just
in
cool,
any way
man. He's
to
just
the
cool.
Nonchalant flip to first. There, some people would be offended if
you
I'm
know
on
what?
Another team.
You know
and,
what?
And
great
the
point, John.
Pitcher
great
is
point.
Hanging out, bouncing the ball around.
It's like looking the other way, taking it easy.
I can throw this whenever I want to.
Stifle yourself.
I bet other teams are mad.
Stifle yourself.
You
all right.
Need
yeah.
to reevaluate what's fair and what's
you
not.
You know why he?
There's a word. It's called a hypocrite. That I believe is appropriate.
Let me explain why he can do it. Because he gets the ball so casually and comfortably and with such time still on the clock, if you will, before he's got to throw that ball to first base. He can do whatever he wants, man. He is the slickest fielding Phillies pitcher I have ever seen. I didn't see Jim Cott 50, 60 years ago.
How does that not apply to the slickest hitting hit that
I've
ever seen?
I know. All right, so look, the whole Phillies thing on the table, obviously it's been – kind of a strange start with the bats, you know, for the first 2.5 weeks of the season. But last night, you certainly got enough of them with the five runs and the two homers. But the headliner
Bryce.
Of the night. Yeah, no,
buckle
Bryce.
Up, guys.
Yeah, the double and the homer by
the
Bryce.
The double, yeah.
Yeah, double and
he's
homer.
He's starting to get right.
All right, so the whole Phillies thing on the table, 215-592-9494. Now, let's also put the Sixers thing on the table. Let me just start by saying this, is that, you know, playoffs obviously started last night in the NBA, and tonight, you know, they come here to Philly. I am truly excited for the 76ers. I am more excited than I thought I would be. Now, I am well aware, ladies and gentlemen, I might be getting sucked in again, only to get freaking spit out by the Sixers in the next 1 to 3 weeks, chewed up, and we all get thrown in the trash as every single freaking year they break our heart. But maybe they won't. I mean, look, here's I'll say this. Are they good enough? You know, it's been a long time since they've done something meaningful. They have not done something meaningful since 2001. That's 23 years ago. By the way, the last time they did the ultimate, 1983, that's 41 years ago. And if you want to then get to just like, well, when before 01 was the time before that, something truly, I don't even call it truly meaningful, but getting to the conference finals before 01 last happened in 85. So that means 39 years, one trip to the conference finals. Actually, yeah, 39 years, one trip to the conference finals. So they are so past due, it's ridiculous. Joel's past due. We all know the storylines. We all know the deal. Are they good enough to do it? And I don't mean conference final. I mean the whole damn thing. Are they good enough to win the whole thing? Maybe. The main thing is the main guy. You know, Jalen Hurts says, let's keep the main thing the main thing. All right. Joel Embiid. This has to be his time. You know, the NBA, it's been like a hot potato lately. You win the championship. You win the Kawhi in 2019. LeBron in 2020. Greek Freak in 2021. Steph pops back even though they weren't that great in 2022. Jokic gets it in 2023. I know a lot of people, I get it, are focused on the conference finals, and to an extent I am. I'm also focused on tonight's game. We'll get to that in one moment. But I just want to start where it should end, with a championship. And you have a player, if he is fully committed, if he is fully invested, if he is fully in shape, if he is fully able, capable, and willing to play 40, 41, 42 minutes a game when need be. He is a good enough skilled player to do it, but we need his will to be as great as his skill. Now, we'll see in the next 3 days, 2 days, month, 2 months, what he's got this time around. We need his will to be equal to his skill. We'll see if he's got it. 215-592-9494. One guy whose will has always been exceptional is Jimmy Butler. John, as the Sixers are about to crank this thing up, I will admit Jimmy Butler does scare me, because we've seen the Butler playoff thing before. Jimmy controls the flow of the game. He's an adult. He's a, hey, everybody calm the hell down guy. You know, if his team's in, the other team goes on a run, 10-2 run, Jimmy will walk that ball up the floor. He'll give that look to all his teammates. Say, everybody, calm the hell down.
Man, Kyle Lowry's good at doing
Kyle
that.
Kyle Lowry is good at doing that. All right, so, John, your thoughts on tonight, your thoughts on the big picture.
I'm very confident. Let's take this one step at a time, and we will have a chance to win the whole thing. Jimmy Butler is slowing down. Points, rebounds, and assists, everything down this year after playing more minutes this year. Bam Adebayo tonight. He can only hope to slow Joel down, and there's no way he can keep him off the foul line. Joel is the difference. He can be, he has been, he will be the best player in the world, and I can't stress enough, he's healthier right now than he's ever been at this juncture of the season. Like, he is able to do things now, no matter how you cut it, that he hasn't been in previous years. He's had 2 months to heal up in the middle of the season. He had the beginning of the season. He had 2 months to rest and heal in the middle of this giant season. And right now, to my eye, and I've got to assume everyone's eye, Joe, even Joe here, who sometimes doubts and thinks Jimmy Butler is the guy who gets it done no matter what. My 2 months to heal up, Joel, invigorated, faster. He can, with this increased health, do things that we haven't seen him do before, like over the course of a playoff journey, maintain greatness.
He can, but will he?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, right, John?
He knows everyone's depending on him to maintain that. Your idea of the will thing.
Yeah.
Look, my idea that I typed up, that I wrote up before the show, like, his mindset, Joel's mindset, is the only thing that's holding him back. His mindset, his willingness.
Well, also his body, to be fair. John, sometimes his body just breaks down.
Sometimes you got to tough it out and just will yourself
through
the body stuff, too.
But maybe he can't.
Maybe he gets hurt like he does every
playoffs. Karell Buchholter got hurt more than, you know, Deuce Staley. I mean,
sometimes it's a broken face. You know, like, it just is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, the knee buckle, the whole thing, you know. I mean, I've wondered before whether he has, and this is a term I've used before, to describe some of Joel's stuff, does he have the constitution for the 2 month playoff journey? Like, I mean it. Does he have it with, like,
he hasn't in the past. And I think this year can be different because he's starting fresher than he ever has before. And right now, with the increased health, I think we're going to see a true phenomenon during the postseason. I think he looks so special right now. And he's about to do things. He's about to look quicker. He's about to get off the floor a little bit faster than a guy that size should. And we are a little bit more accustomed to seeing strange things out of this guy. I'm telling you, it's going to look even stranger when he's got that extra pep in his step. So, that aside, the other players we have around him, what about Tyrese Maxey, who's scoring 30 points each outing to complement that Joel Embiid unstoppable force?
Well, I'll say
he's never had something like that I can count on Tyrese Maxey doing his thing.
Yeah, no, I'll go here on the Maxey front. I think Maxey this year is the best player that has played with Joel since Jimmy Butler played with Joel in 2019.
Sure.
I think he's better than Ben was, and I think he's better than old man Harden was. Now, to be fair, Harden gave him some really good playoff games last year. I
mean, he won game one.
Totally won. He won game one. But he also completely flopped in a couple other games.
Disappeared.
And game seven didn't show up. So right. I do believe in Maxey more than any Sixer since Butler in 2019.
And I believe in the conscience.
To run with Joel.
Conscience-less shooting of guys like Hield and Oubre. I know they'll keep shooting. I know they're good at shooting. I know we'll do better in that regard because they'll be more open with Joel playing the way I expect him to play. With Tyrese Maxey, with their two-man
game. Let me ask you a question.
Pulling defenders, these shooters will be more open than they've ever been.
Is Tobias Harris going to take a charge? And let me tell you why I say that.
Tobias doesn't matter as much anymore.
No, he doesn't matter as much as he used to, but every little thing matters. You're talking about winning a championship. I don't know how many people stayed up, you know, that are up right now at 6:10 a.m., stayed up and watched the NBA games last night. I watched that Lakers game. Was a great game. LeBron James, over the age of, 40 or 41, whatever the hell he is, he took a charge.
He's 39,
last night,
isn't he?
Whatever it is. He took a charge from Zion Williamson last night. Like, that's will, ladies and gentlemen. LeBron James... the best player in the NBA since Michael Jordan, not currently the best player, but the best player in the world in the last 20 years, was willing in his 21st year of basketball, because he cares so much about winning, to stand there in the paint and get hit like a freaking Mack truck can hit a freaking another Mack truck. Like, it was incredible. It was incredible. And he was hurting. But he got up. He stayed in the game. He won the game. Like, I need Tobias to have more dog, more
Tobias
eye of the
is
tiger.
Be Tobias.
You're probably right,
John. The beauty
John.
Of this year is you don't have to count on Tobias as much because we've got other guys we can count on more.
That is
true. And I... look, this can
but
be
can
a
you
better
count on
year.
Oubre?
This can be a different year. Yeah, I know that I can count on Oubre to keep shooting. And I know that he will make a lot of those shots that he takes. Joel's going to be the difference. Tyrese Maxey, 30 a night. It feels like that's not asking like more than he can give.
All right, look,
realistic. And by the way, Nick Nurse, the biggest roadblock every year, Joe. Oh, man, the Sixers in the half-court game, what are they going to do? Yeah. Everything falls apart when the Sixers have to resort to a half-court game. And now I see us, we pull plays out and they work. We run a half-court game and the guys know the plays and the plays are executed. And Nick Nurse is doing a great job of getting this team better than it's ever been before on the X's and O's part. That's another reason why this year's going to be different.
All right, this whole Sixers thing, the big picture, the next 2 months, the small picture, tonight versus Jimmy Butler, where do you stand on it all? 215-592-9494, Rangers excellence, Flyers fall apart, and what Howie said yesterday. All that and more, your phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
It is time to electrify your excitement for NBA playoff action with BetMGM. Want to boost your odds on your next NBA playoff wager? Just log into your BetMGM account today to receive an odds boost token for playoff hoops action. Then place a wager on any NBA playoff matchup and apply your token. Just make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted wager hits, you'll score up to 50% more winnings. At BetMGM, they're adding more excitement to every playoff showdown. Enjoy BetMGM's exclusive offers on the biggest playoff games, and try betting features like Same Game Parlay Plus. Claim your odds.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, to say the least, there's a lot going on these days in Philadelphia sports. And let's hope over the next 2 months the Sixers can really, really, really lift us up. It's been a long time since Moses and Doc and Bobby Jones and Andrew Toney and Mo Cheeks got the Sixers to the mountaintop. Come on, Joel. You know, I remember seeing something like 20 years ago that said, of all the great players in NBA history, and there's very few, like, truly greats, I think Dominique was considered the best player in NBA history to never have gotten to a conference title round. Now, in Dominique's defense, I mean, Bird was Bird, and like that was almost impossible to get past because you had the Celtics in their heyday with that group. And then, you know, you had some other teams in there, like the Sixers when they were great, and what became the Pistons, and like what became Michael Jordan. Like, it's, you know, I can understand Dominique not getting there. By the way, there was one time he went down swinging as much as you could, as he and Larry Bird had an all-time Game 7 duel in the second round of the playoffs. So, you know, no one looked at Dominique and went, oh, you failure. You didn't get to the conference title. People were like, dude, you went down swinging, and it was hard in that era. Like, this has been an easier path for the Sixers. I mean, they've had so many opportunities. There have been so many strange circumstances, and they just haven't been able to get it done. So, Joel, do it, man. Let's go. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Keith in Germantown. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. This is an exciting day. It's an exciting day to wake up to. To see this happen later on, the Sixers to get past and play these Knicks.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this, Keith. It's a series if they get to. I think the Sixers will both be favored in and win. Now, I don't take it for granted. I want to be clear. Don't take a Sixers-Knicks thing like it's a layup, because it's not. But I'm inclined to think the Sixers would win that series.
Yeah, because, you know, wouldn't it be fun to see more Philadelphia down in New York, to see less New York up in Philadelphia?
Well, yeah, look, it would go both ways. Their fans would be here. Our fans would be there. I mean, we know what that looks like. Although I'll say this, we haven't seen a Sixers-Knicks series since, what, 89?
It's been a long time.
Long time, yeah.
89. Keith, do you remember what happened 30 seconds after the Sixers lost to the Knicks in 89? It was rough.
No.
All right, let's see if anyone here knows. Keith, appreciate the call. What happened 30 seconds after the Sixers lost to the Knicks in 1989 in the playoffs? Rhea's got the best shot at this. Rhea, what do you got?
1989.
It was like really irritating. Seltzer?
I was 8. I don't remember.
All right, the New York Knicks had just swept the Sixers in a series. This was a Patrick Ewing, Mark Jackson.
John Starks?
No, he wasn't
probably
there yet.
Not Starks, so. But probably Oakley. Maybe not Oakley, but anyway, definitely Ewing the main guy. A couple of the Knicks players, because they just swept the Sixers and they finished it out with a game 3 at the Spectrum, they grabbed brooms that were right by the basket area.
Yeah.
And they started sweeping the Sixers floor to signify that they had, you know, swept the Sixers.
That was a hated Knicks team. There were some bad dudes on that team.
Oh, my God, that was tough. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, not one, but two poll questions. A couple different things here related to the Sixers, one with the Flyers as well. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute's time.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Visit njdiet.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Flyers have been eliminated. Now, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Before we get to today's poll question, we got to go back to yesterday because bad job by me. I forgot to, John, release the poll results at the end of yesterday's show. So yesterday's poll.
Terrible work, Joe.
Outrageous,
job.
Honestly.
Should be suspended, fined.
I mean, I did have to, you know, make sure it was okay, make sure we didn't have to, you know,
tart and
fix
feather
things.
It should do all. All right, here's yesterday's poll. Devin was the one person here, not here yesterday. Let's see, Devin, your answer to this. Here is yesterday's question. All things considered, who would you rather have on your team tonight? Joel Embiid or Jimmy Butler? Where does your mind go?
Is it bad that my mind immediately goes to Jimmy Butler?
Not necessarily.
Joel, that's bad.
Joel Embiid is incredible. I just feel that Jimmy Butler shows up in these high-pressure moments much more than Embiid, you know, historically.
He does.
Without a doubt.
He's someone who I just will always regret what happened in 2019 and letting him go. I think he's perfect for Philly. I think he would have been perfect on the Sixers.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, it was a disaster to lose him. All right, John, I've got the poll results here. This is from yesterday.
Why don't you go get a Jimmy Butler jersey then and wear it tonight, Jack?
I might.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not rooting for
Jimmy
tonight. I'm just saying, like, overall, my heart says Jimmy Butler.
I understand. Listen, John, I'm very torn on this. I mean, I am. All right, John, where do you think people voted?
He's exactly the kind of competitor everyone's dying to have on their team.
I love Jimmy Butler.
He's the coolest.
All right, John, how do you think people voted on this one yesterday? Who would you rather have? And again, all things considered, that means injury history, playoff history, skill level. Like, everyone knows Joel's got more what you'd call skill. But Jimmy also has something that's really important in the playoffs. He controls the ball. Remember the final 4.5 minutes of that Celtics series, game six last year? You know, a center can't pass the ball to himself. Either Harden or Maxey had to pass him the ball. Now, could Joel have done a little bit more?
He can control the ball more than most.
He can. I mean, and Jimmy's really good. No, you're right, John.
Yeah.
But Jimmy is going to have the rock in his hand almost every possession.
Yeah, he can dominate it even more.
Do you think he's up right now dribbling a basketball in his hotel room?
He might be.
Like he does?
Focused.
Yes.
Focused.
He's had security called on him.
I know he has. Visualizing the game. All right, John, where do you think the results came in on who people would rather have tonight's game, Joel or Jimmy?
How honest is everyone? That's the bottom line, I guess. It's close for me. I'm going to guess that it ends up being Joel by like 56%.
It's actually a blowout. 82% say Joel Embiid.
Okay.
So people are back in, Seltzer. They're in.
There we go.
Look, I would say Embiid tonight, too.
I would, too,
but
it's close.
It's way closer than 80-20, that's for sure.
I will tell you this. My answer could be different by 6 minutes
into
the game.
Yeah, of course. Immediately.
We could be six.
Look at that guy.
I remember this. Yeah,
that looks familiar. Wow, that right. dead-eyed look. Not great.
All right, now let's get to today's Twitter poll, questions of the day. So if you want to react to the Butler Embiid thing, I mean, I'm really fascinated where people go. For me, it's not an easy question to answer. It's really not. So Jimmy and Joel, as it relates to tonight, where does your mind go on like, who you'd rather have tonight? Obviously, you'd rather have them both on the same team, both playing for the Sixers, but that ain't the deal. All right, so that's on the table. So, too, is this Twitter poll question. Who wins tonight, Sixers or Heat? Obvious question we would ask on a playoff game day. Here's the other poll question we got to get to, because the Flyers just barely missed the playoffs yesterday. Obviously, in the end, the 8-game losing streak is going to be the primary reason why they missed it.
With that 9-3 game just, sitting right in your craw, you know?
Disaster. So here's the other Twitter poll question, because if you remember, about 2 months ago, Flyers made some trades at the trade deadline. Did the Flyers make a mistake being a seller instead of a buyer at this year's trade deadline? Yes or no? Obviously, they traded for future assets, one of which is a future first-round draft pick, but they gave up a couple players. In the process, they barely missed the playoffs. Did they make a mistake? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, more on the fills up ahead, some audio from yesterday as well, all of that and more. Your calls, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
As morning show listeners, you've heard me talk about the incredible physical therapy team at NovaCare Rehabilitation. They've helped me and so many people get back to work, life, and the activities they love. What you might not know is they have a specialized program which helps people impacted by cancer. Through the Revital Cancer Rehabilitation Program, their physical and occupational therapists work with cancer survivors who might be experiencing treatment-related side effects, including pain, fatigue, weakness, and lymphedema. NovaCare's certified Revital therapists are specially trained in oncology and understand the unique challenges that patients face.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great job by Ranger last night. I mean, he was awesome. So too was Bryce. Ranger, obviously the star, but let's not lose track of the fact that Bryce hopefully getting on track is a big deal. You got a double, you got a homer. Let's listen to how it went, because the double, this was to give the Phillies a 3-run lead. then ultimately the homer for the five-run lead. Let's start with the double.
The 2-2 again, and this one's lined into left center. That'll be down for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Turner is home to score. Harper cruising into second with a hard-earned RBI double, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
All right, so then that, you know, that was on, you know, not late, but then obviously late is when Bryce pretty much sealed it away, salted it away with an eighth inning home run.
Kinley kicks the 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit deep, right field, and that is gone. A laser into the lower seats in right field, and Bryce Harper ends his home run drought with a bullet home run to right. 5-0 Phillies.
Good looking stroke there, John, from the big guy last night. You know?
Bodes well, Joe. It's getting Bryce on track. We know he's been a little bit off. We know there's been speculation, hey, his back's not quite right. Well, why is he able to dive on defense, but at the plate it's just not there? Well, his timing was off. We had to wait until he got the right feel, and now it feels like he's getting that feel. And, man, he's angry and focused and ready to go. He's about to go on a tear.
Well, we'll say. I mean, I don't know about that yet, but it's a good sign. It's a good sign of progress from him. You know, it looked like 4 or 5 days into the season, I'm just taking a guesstimate there, that he was locked in. I mean, he was for about 2 or 3 games, and then he got locked out again. And hopefully he can get back on track. Look, I'm
telling you, I really felt like it was like he got locked in for that one game. It was the 3-home runner that, you know, lifted everything and made us forget about the shortcomings for a while. My gosh, there was a real, like a complete dearth of action. There was nothing happening with Bryce at the plate quite some time.
One other thing, Seltzer, so I'm watching Ranger Field last night. He had 3 or 4 putouts, including the double play at one point, which was a big play. Ranger and Bryce, look, I don't know all the pitchers, and I don't know all the first basemen, but I got to think Ranger and Bryce could both win a Gold Glove, right?
I mean, Ranger's the best fielding pitcher I see in the league.
There's no question.
Yeah, he is phenomenal.
Is Bryce a Gold Glover?
He did fumble
Bryce
one
looks
a little
like,
bit
look,
last night.
Bryce looks like a Gold Glover.
He had a nice play moving to second yesterday. I mean, it was not that hard, but you know,
throw a double play. Yeah, I mean, Bryce is
just getting the lead out. Like, that's a play Ryan Howard used to struggle with.
Oh, but that was his disaster moment. Bryce is a Gold Glove caliber first baseman. I don't know if he'll win it. I mean, Matt Olson's really good, the Braves guy.
Oh,
he won it last year.
Yeah,
he's a great fielder.
Yeah.
But I think Bryce is playing that caliber, without a doubt.
All right, we'll take your calls on the Phils, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Eagles. We'll get to some Howie Roseman audio on what he said yesterday. Also, when you call in today, you've got a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith. Great, great all-time band, obviously, going to be here in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center in September, on September 23rd. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. So you can purchase them at Ticketmaster.com. You can also just flat out win them here today. And here's how we're going to give them away today. You know, on this date back in the 1970s, Mike Schmidt, not one, not two, not three, but 4 home runs in Wrigley Field. One of those classic Phillies-Cubs games in 1816. Not the 23-22er, but the 1816er.
They were down 12-1.
That's incredible.
In that game.
It's incredible. I mean, Mike Schmidt was just so unbelievable. So, a 4 home run barrage by Schmitty back in the 1970s. In honor of Schmitty's 4 home runs that day, give us a 4. Can be a foursome. Can be, I mean, it can be a player with the number 4, Brett Favre. Like, there's a lot of ways you can go here. When there's play on words related to 4. Let's start with John Ritchie. Best answer by the end of the show. Whichever listener provides the best answer for a 4, take it where you want to go, best answer is going to win the Aerosmith tickets. Obviously, some bands come to mind. John, when you think of a 4, what hits you?
The number 4. The number 4. Can I take 4?
That's a horrible answer.
Wait, are you kidding
me? You're taking
right,
the
fine,
number
Lou
4.
Gehrig. Okay. Lou Gehrig was 4.
Lou Gehrig
was a
great.
Can I
take the number 4?
Yeah, sure. Take 4.
Guys, 4 is my favorite number, and it's close.
Oh, now I understand why. Okay, it's your favorite number.
It is my favorite number. September 4th, 1974, my whole life I try to, like, set the alarm clock with 4s in it. Like, 4 really does matter to me. My number was 40 and then 48 because the 8 was 4 twice. You know, 4 means a lot.
All right, 4. Devin, give me an answer for a 4.
4 weddings and a funeral.
Oh,
yep.
Great
rom-com. Yep, yep. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here for a 4.
My favorite of all time this year, the Final 4.
You know, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a really good
one.
What
a huge
answer. We're going to get big answers. Rhea, give me an answer for a 4.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Yep. Ooh. That's another, listen. All right, if we're just going to take haymakers off the board, I'm taking the Beatles, all right? I'm just taking the Beatles off the board. Give us big answers for a 4. The best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Arrowsmith tickets. Needless to say, there are a lot of big answers still available. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John no longer available.
But, you know.
But give us some big answers here. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. Hey, Joe, real quick. I back you 100% with your pen, your note-taking. And I get shamed constantly by my kids and people how I write. No, I write everything down. I don't use a computer. I hate computers. So you go on with your best self. Keep writing.
Well, you know, Patrick, do you think you'll continue to do that indefinitely? Because you will be behind eventually.
Like 1,000%, John.
But you're choosing absolutely to stay a Luddite.
Patrick, you know what it helps me with, and maybe you? It helps me learn what I'm writing. Remember. I have greater ability to remember what I've written if I've written it instead of spoken it or typed it. No question.
All right. So, Joe, are you going to write your book or are you going to type it?
Well, I actually, it's funny. Yeah, I have typed most parts of a book, and, you know, it's mostly done.
Okay. All right. Real quick. Listen, Ranger last night, you guys noticed his big smile first of all, to end the game with a comebacker to the mound, and he's chill, he's taking his time, and just lasers it over to first base. And the smile he had, boy, it's the Bills pitching I am not worrying about. It's not why I called the Flyers. I went from being accepting and blah, blah. You know, I'm pissed. I'm just so upset. Now I'm just I can't believe that after this season with Tortorella driving a team that had no business being where they were, especially after losing Hart, you know, and like it's unbelievable that 8 games and Seltzer, as soon as I hear Seltzer, 9-3, they lost. Yeah, that 9-3 loss. You know, come on, man.
Well,
that
Patrick, and you know what, Patrick, there's 2 things that really hit me. One is obviously the trades at the trade deadline, the other is the benching of Couturier.
Well,
we'll obviously never truly know what happened behind closed doors, but here's what I think we know. Couturier's a pro. He had dealt with a lot of injuries over the last 2 years. He had fought his way back. He's one of their better players. He's one of their great defensive forwards ever, meaning he's willing to, you know, drop his body to the ice and block a puck with his freaking face if he needs to. And you're going to take that guy who had just been named the captain, and you're like, I don't know, 66, 67, 68 games into the season, whatever they were, and you're going to say, all right, I'm benching you. By the way, not for a game. I'm benching you for 2. Let's put it this way, man. It didn't work, Patrick.
You know what? As hard as it is, I don't want to, just jump on Jonesy about it. You know, it's not Jonesy's fault. But the big picture, I think he's right in what he did or didn't do. You know, because there still is a bigger picture, and I don't want to lose that, but you know what? It's just, you know, you're moaning about the Sixers not winning. Come on, we're what, 50 years out? I became a Flyer fan at 78.
Well, that's right. They now get that's right.
After the Cup, I became a fan. I'm still waiting, and it's just I don't see. You know, we need a goalie and we need a sniper.
Well, they need multiple snipers. All right, Patrick, give me an answer here for a 4.
Oh, this is a fun one. I have 2 answers. I'm going to go with my first one. How about 4?
Oh,
I should have said 2.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to Caddyshack. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good. All right. So 4, obviously notable in golf when, you know, you hit an errant ball.
And in golf.
Or in golf. I don't worry about that nonsense. Not in the least. I'd tell you what I do think
you
about.
You don't worry about pronouncing a sport properly?
Not at all.
So why don't you just say
wait, how did you
basketball?
Say it wrong, though?
Well, I say apparently G-O-F-F.
He says golf, like Jared.
What do I care? Golf. I'm supposed to put an L in there.
I mean, what do I care? I talk for a living. What do I care?
Oh, who gives a rat's hiney? What? Really, for the love of God. All right, coming up in 1 minute, some of what Howie Roseman said yesterday. Howie on the Eagles on the draft. That's up ahead in 1 minute's time.
It's time to get excited because new iced honey bun multi-packs are coming your way. Now you can find both delicious Tasty Cake honey bun flavors in 6-count boxes. Whether you love to bite into a soft and cinnamony iced or glazed honey bun, Tasty Cake has got you covered. Pick up a pack for your family today and bring home your favorite tasty treats. Make today tasty with Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
All right, let's get to Howie Roseman because, you know, he talked extensively yesterday, pretty long press conference. He and Nick Sirianni, most of the questions obviously going to Howie. This is his time of the year, if you will, roster construction. So he had already pumped up Lane Johnson. And by say pumped up, I mean, you know, credited Lane for, you know, being a great player and all that. And, you know, he still believe in his future and all that good stuff. And then pivoted to more about, you know, team building. Make of this what you will. Is this a tell on what Howie's going to do or not? Probably not, because I think Howie knows that he can put a – I mean, he did have a lot of different messages out there yesterday. But he was asked about the offensive line and bringing players in. And here's something Howie said of note yesterday.
When you look at having guys, and let's just use Fletch and Jason as an example – I think that when you look at that, like you have two options, right? You can kind of tell people stories about work ethic and how guys played and how they led, or you can have them watch that. And so for us, when we draft the Cam, we're still always trying to recruit Jason to keep playing for as long as he felt comfortable playing. But at the same time, having him be able to study how Jason practices, how Jason leads, how Jason takes notes, instead of saying, man, Cam, you know, you should have seen how Jason Kelce led, how he practiced, how he takes notes. Like, we think that gives him the best potential to reach, you know, the ability that he can do, and the same for Jordan and Jalen. So there's benefits to that. You know, in the short term, you could say, well, you know, like Cam sat for a year, really. And so maybe you could have gotten some bigger bang for your buck with that second round pick in the short term. But we think over the long term, and we're trying to do things that are the best for this team over the long term, that it makes sense for these guys to be around these great players.
And that was an answer to a question that had been asked about 2 or 3 minutes before that was about drafting a tackle to replace Lane Johnson someday, that, you know, maybe the tackle plays guard. And so, I mean, John, this is something, you know, it's funny. I hadn't even thought of it, John, until the Cam, until that answer yesterday. I hadn't even, I want to be clear, I'm not blaming the Eagles on this one, but the Cam Jurgens thing in 2022 is sort of similar to the Sheldon Brown, Lito Shepard thing in 2002. They drafted players at a high premium spot that did not contribute year one. You had a chance to win a Super Bowl. You didn't. Like, you're always trying to draft both for the present and the future, and you got to weigh, you know, like the Flyers at the trade deadline, they were more about the future than the present. And we were just lamenting that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they made the right call. Maybe they made the wrong call. I mean, if they traded for the next Wayne Gretzky, they made the right call. Chances are they didn't trade for the next Wayne Gretzky. We know the Flyers missed the playoffs. So, you know, this thing about, I mean, John, do you put stock into the, it matters to get a guy in the building so he can learn from Fletcher, so he can learn from Kelce. You know, Brent Celek taught Ertz taught Goddard. Is that a thing that you think there's value? Like, drafting a guy that's going to be a backup.
What he's talking about is something that is, this is cutting edge. This is taking things to the next level. That interconnectedness that they talk about all the time, this is actuating that. And this is taking it to a degree that I hadn't really considered. Like, that is better. You know, when John Gruden used to tell me, man, you should have seen the way Kevin Turner never missed a blitz pickup against this look. Like, yeah, that's a good story. But to actually see it carried out, to see the way he picked up those blitzes, you know, against all odds, like that was a corner cat from the other direction and he saw it somehow. Like, that would have been more helpful for me to see that. So this is all-encompassing and just so immersive.
But you want to get players
smart
on the field. That's the other flip side of this.
I understand.
You know, you do. You don't want a first-rounder to sit.
I get it. But I tell you all the time, as a player, I don't expect much from these rookies anyway.
I know you don't.
I'm fine with training them, teaching them, bring them up to speed before you get them out there. This is fine to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. Seltzer, did you think about, when you heard that answer, the tremendous mentorship that Carson Wentz provided Jalen Hurts a couple years ago?
I mean, it was the first thing that popped in my mind. Yeah.
All right. Here's what Jalen learned. What not to do.
Carson stinks. All right.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.